Alright, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Uncanny Valley. We are back with more Eternum. Let's get started. Who the hell even calls a payphone? Jesus Christ, maybe I should just pick up the phone so it'll stop ringing. Okay, let's see what kind of idiot calls a phone booth. Hello? Hello? Well, I guess that Grim. Excuse me? Did she say my name? No, that's impossible. I must have misheard her. Hello, I'm sorry I can't hear you too well. Could you repeat that? You must find Calypso. You must use it to open the doors of Acheron. The what? What are you talking about? I'm sorry, I think you're trying to reach somebody else. Hangs up. Hello? They hung up. What the hell was that? That was weird. Should I try to call them back? Fuck! Hey, I need to use the phone, young man! I was here first, ma'am. I don't care. I have to call my son. It's urgent. Didn't you have a cell phone? Use it. Okay. Just give me 2 minutes. No, I need to get a hold of my son now! Okay. Call your son, ma'am. Get out! Old ungrateful witch. Well, it doesn't matter. I doubt they would have answered if I called back. Hold on, let me try this again. Honestly, ma'am, I don't care. Just wait your turn like everybody else. What? Let's try to call back. Hurry up! Ugh, they're not answering. Anyway, it was worth a try. Okay, you can come in now. You're a very rude young man. Yeah, whatever. Get out! Old saggy witch. Well, it doesn't matter. Probably just some misunderstanding, I guess. That was definitely weird, though. Grim! Huh? Nancy? Oh my god, is that really you? Grim! I can't believe you're finally here. It's so nice to see you, Nancy. So you still remember me. Of course I do. How could I forget you? I don't know. After all these years, I thought you'd have forgotten all about Kraton by now. That's impossible. Damn, boy, look at you. You've become a man. Where's that skinny kid that left our town just over a decade ago? You're even hitting the gym now, I see. Well, whenever I can. Although I do find it pretty satisfying to see that you still aren't taller than me. What? I am taller than you. What's happened is that you've learned to take advantage of 6-inch heels. That's not fair. I'm just using whatever weapons are at my disposal. But seriously, puberty did you good, Grim. Thanks, Nancy. I guess time has its way with us all. Clearly not for you. You look like you haven't aged a day. How's that possible? Ah, I wish. I see your memories are still blurry. No way, my memories are crystal clear. You definitely look just as pretty as the last time I saw you. Well, if you insist, thank you. I try to take care of myself. My yoga classes work wonders, both physically and mentally. Well, you're definitely doing something right. You look great, Nancy. How old are you now? When I was 8, you were in your mid-20s, so now you must be... Hey, hold it right there, mister. Didn't your father teach you manners? You can't ask a lady her age. You clearly need a strong female influence in your life. Seems like I have my work cut out for me, young man. I see you haven't changed a bit either. I'm so happy to see you here, Grim. Kratom has missed you, and I'm happy to be back. Mission failed, Grim. There was no one on the other side of the park. Ah! You must be Annie, is that right? Yeah. You're even cuter than I imagined. Your voice matches your appearance so much. Thank you, miss. It's me, Nancy. Even though we've only been speaking on the phone for the past few days, I feel like we've been becoming good friends already. Isn't that right, Annie? Definitely. I'd say we've been hitting it off pretty well. In other news, I found the belt I was looking for. It was right here next to my microphone. Imagine that. It's so nice to finally meet you. Ah, you're so cute. All right. Now that we're all here, we should start making our way home. I've prepared a room for each of you, though I must warn you, don't expect anything fancy. The bedrooms are pretty small. No worries, miss. I'm sure it'll be more than enough. I hope so. And please, just call me Nancy. Okay, thank you, Nancy. Have you ever been to the USA before, Annie? Never, but I've always wanted to visit. Grim has always spoken very well of his time in Creighton. And of his babysitter. Oh, really? Yeah, since my dad was constantly working, I've always said you were like a parent to me. I'm glad to hear that. Now I work in a laboratory, but back then I was still finishing my thesis. Thankfully, Grim's father came along and offered me the babysitting gig. It was not only well paid, but also allowed me the flexibility to take care of my daughters at the same time. And for me, being a single mother, that was essential. You have two daughters, right? Yes, Dahlia and Penelope. Penny was a little older when I was Grim's nanny, so she used to play on her own, but Dahlia got very close to him. I remember she was always stealing my games. But then after my daughters grew up, I was able to start a better job within a local company. Speaking of which, please excuse my outfit. I just got off from work. Excuse? Nonsense. That's a beautiful suit. You look very professional. Aw, aren't you cute? Damn. Did Nancy always have such big boobs? They're massive. I guess you don't notice that stuff when you're 8. Man, imagine burying your face between those things. Okay, now I sound like some old perv. I should probably stop looking before she notices. That'll definitely make the situation awkward. Why can't I stop looking? Don't you think, Grim? Yes, absolutely. Oh shit, I have no idea what she was talking about. Alright then, let's go to the car. Dahlia and Penelope are dying to see you again. Oh really? Well, maybe not so much. I couldn't even convince them to tag along to pick you up. You know how it is, they're at that age. I had a little rebellious phase when I was a teenager too. But in any case, I'm sure they'll be happy to see you again. Let's not waste any more time. My car is parked over on the next street. Let's go. Here we are. Wow, the memories. I still remember this place like it was yesterday. Nancy used to pick me up after school when we'd come here. Each day I would spend the afternoon playing with her and Dahlia. We had dinner every night at 8, and then Nancy drove me home once it got late. Now I can't help but feel a little bad for not keeping in contact with them. She'd always called me on my birthday, but aside from that, I never reached out. I have to make it up to her somehow. Brings back memories, doesn't it, Grim? It does. Feels like I'm home again. I told you that when you left, Grim. This will always be your home. I know. Thank you, Nancy. Wow. Do you like it, Annie? This place looks awesome. Are you rich? No, I wish. Houses in Creighton are not that expensive. It's beautiful. I'm used to living in a flat, so this looks like a palace to me. My husband and I bought it when I was pregnant with Dahlia, although he left before she was born, so I was left paying the mortgage all by myself. But that's a story for another day. Come on, let's go in quickly before it starts to rain. You first, Grim. Rain? Those don't look like rain clouds to me. It rains almost every day in Creighton. Oh, now that you've mentioned it, yeah, I guess I do remember the rain. It's almost a miracle it was a sunny day today, rather. Believe me, I've learned to read the sky. It'll start to rain soon. That's cool. I love rainy days. You say that now, but you'll tire of them after a while. All right, let's go. Dahlia and Penelope will be inside waiting for us. Can't wait. Dahlia, Penelope, we're here. Hey, you still have that painting you made? Did you paint that? Yeah, I used to paint in my free time, but I haven't done anything in years. Impressive. Everything looks like it's changed a bit. Damn, it feels so good to be back. Is Dahlia still the same hyperactive pigtailed girl that I remember? And Penelope the preteen that was too cool to play with Dahlia and me? Well, see for yourself. Dahlia, Penelope, come here. Mom. Mom? Finally, she's here. Get out of my way, I'm first. What? I'm first. Back off. Don't push me. I said I'm first. Screw you. Wow, girls. I wasn't expecting you to be so excited to meet Grim again. Huh? Who? Grim? Oh, of course, Grim. Oh, yeah. So excited. Hi, Grim. It's been a while. Yeah, welcome back. Thanks. So good to see you. Same here. Yeah, so good. Yeah, good. Good, yeah, good. Okay, Mom, I need to ask a favor. Please. Mom, listen to me first. It's urgent. That can wait. I need help. What happened now? I need the car just for a couple of hours. My entire career depends on it. I need my running shoes. I can't find them. They say it's going to rain in half an hour. Both of those things can wait. You didn't even welcome Grim and Annie properly. They're going to live with us for a whole year. You know that, right? But we just did. Grim, I can't wait to properly meet you. I wish I could stay, but I really need to go. Oh, and you must be Annie. Nice to meet you, too. Thank you. Welcome to the family. By the way, I love your haircut. Thank you so much. Damn, Grim, you look tall. Thanks, Dahlia. You look tall, too. Taller than you used to be, at least. I'm sure we'll have so much fun later reminiscing about the old days, but I have to complete my training now. What are you doing, fighting Frieza? You don't mind, do you? Please? Of course he doesn't mind. You wouldn't want to destroy my career, right? Right? Well, maybe if you do a simple favor later, I won't mind you leaving. Excuse me? A favor? Do you think we're making a deal or something? I was asking for support, not permission. I can see you're a cool one. Jeez. Don't listen to him, Mom. Hold on, I probably should have answered like that. Oh, I was expecting you to stay and hang out today. Come on, I'm sure your other plans can wait. Thank you for your help, Grim. I can see... Okay, hold on. Sure, no worries. I was going to sleep early anyway. We can talk tomorrow. See? Even Grim is asking you to let us go. Because he's cool, it's good to see the city didn't change you, Grim. Okay, what do you need the car for? Gucci is doing a casting call for female models at the mall. This is the opportunity I've been waiting for. My chance to become a professional model, to finally make my dreams come true. Please, Mom. And they're only doing it today? Yes. And you won't have to wear anything risque, right? Won't be wearing only your underwear or something crazy? Of course not. What do you take me for? Okay, take the keys, but I want you home before 10. And don't talk to any strangers outside of the casting call. Mom, I'm not 10 years old anymore. But thank you. I'll be right back, I promise. Bye. Well then, what's the matter with you? Where are my running shoes? The ones that can get wet. They're next to the garage door, but you're not going anywhere. Mom, you can't do this to me. I need to run 10 miles every day or I'll stay behind. Creighton's annual race is next week. So what's the big deal? You're already one of the best athletes in town. But not the best. That damn Michaela always lifts more weight than I do. Well, look at her! She's ready to fight Frieza! I can't beat her at that, but I can beat her at the run if I train every day, perhaps in squats, too. If I skip a single training day, she could humiliate me again like last year. I'm not gonna let that happen. Please, Mom. Okay, you can go, but the same as your sister, I want you home before 10. Yes, I won't be a minute late. Thanks, Mom, you're the best. Love ya. What am I gonna do with these two? I'm sorry, guys, this is not what I wanted to happen. Don't worry about it, Nancy. As I said, I think I'm gonna sleep very early today. Annie, you must have gotten the wrong impression of my daughters. Not at all, they both seem really nice. For tonight, I'd rather just unpack all my things and freshen up a bit. We have plenty of time to get to know each other in the days to come. You're so nice, Annie. Is there anything I can do for you? Well, since you asked, what's the Wi-Fi password? Still planning to log into Eternum? I'm just going to check to make sure everything is still working. Sure. Oh, you play Eternum too? Dahlia's really hooked on that game. Really? Oh boy, this is great news. Sometimes I think Dahlia does nothing all day except play Eternum and go to the gym. Maybe you can play together sometime. Of course! I'll invite her to my favorite server, Ion. Wait, no, Plains of Denaria. No, Zala's Moon. Well, I think I'm off to bed. What? Without any supper? Yeah. I'm sorry, I'm having a hard time keeping my eyes open. I couldn't sleep on the plane, nor on the train ride from the airport. It's okay, honey, I understand. Of course you can go to sleep. Your room would be on the second floor, the last one on the right. Oh, I remember that room. It was the one with a lot of natural light. That's the one, so please, make yourself at home. Well, since Grim seems to remember where everything is already, do you want a tour of the house, Annie? I'd love that. Okay, I'll leave you two alone. Good night, girls. Good night, Grim. Sweet dreams. Tomorrow is your first day at your new school, so it's probably a good idea to get a good night's rest. Good night, Grim. See you tomorrow. Well, this is going to be my room for a whole year. Well, it's nice. There wasn't a bed here before. I guess Nancy fitted it out to serve as a bedroom. It's not the biggest room, but I have more than enough space, and there's a big wardrobe, perfect to keep all my stuff in. I could hang up some posters of my favorite shows or video games on this wall. Or maybe I should get a couple of bookshelves from IKEA. I'll think more about it tomorrow. Nancy seemed awfully sure it was going to rain, but I'm not so certain. There isn't a cloud in the sky. I hope it actually does rain, though. I like the sound of raindrops falling against the window. These trees make the room look so cozy. Anyway, time to sleep. Big day tomorrow. I don't think I'll have trouble falling asleep tonight. I've never been so tired in my entire... What? Where am I? What the hell? The fuck is going on? This is not Nancy's house. A kid's room? How did I end up here? Nancy? Annie? What the? Who the fuck is this kid? Nancy, who is this kid? This is not funny. Buddy, are you lost? Hey, can you hear me? Boy, are you lost? Where are we? I don't like this shit. Hey, boy, can't you hear me? I'm only trying to help you, but you won't talk to me. Is this your room? Did I accidentally barge in? If so, I'm sorry. Do you know where your mom is? This place is creeping me out. I'm getting the hell out of here. Grim? Well, what? Yes, I'm Grim. Do you know me? Kid? Listen to me. Hyperventilating. What the fuck is going on? Where am I now? Okay, I must be dreaming. A pretty fucking vivid dream, that's all. I just want to wake up. I'll find the exit, I'll wake up, and then I'm going to go to downstairs and enjoy my breakfast. There must be some church I This must be some church I visited when I was a kid. Yeah. And now my mind is... Hello? Miss? Do you know where we are? Does she want me to follow her? Fuck. Miss? Where are we? You don't talk either? Fuck this shit, man. Will you help us? You talk! Listen, do you know how to get out of here? Will you help us? What are you talking about? Will you help us? Help with what? Who's us? Will you help us? Will you help us? No, I won't help you. Why? Why? I don't even know who you are. Why would I help you? I just want to leave this place. Okay, I can't anymore. Oh, shit. Please don't kill me. Sorry I've said that. I changed my mind. I'll help you. What more do you want? Ah! Fuck! I'm in my room. 6:55 a.m. Oh my fucking god, I'm drenched in sweat. So what happens if we say Yes. Yes, I'll help you. Why? I don't even know you. Why wouldn't I? Okay. So it doesn't matter. It's pretty much the same shit. Let's go back to, load. And go to yes, or go to no, like I did. Like, yeah, I'm sorry, I'm not... I'm in my room, 6:55 a.m. Oh my fucking god, I'm drenched in sweat. I've never had a nightmare like that before. I hardly ever dream in the first place. Well, at least it's over. I need to pull myself together now. Looks like Nancy was right after all. It's really coming down out there. Anyway, first day of school. I want to get there early to start the day off right. No rain can stop me, baby. Taking your pants off. School is a 15-minute walk from here, so I have time. I guess I'm the first to get up. The girls must still be sleeping. Good morning! Holy shit! Nancy, you almost gave me a heart attack. I was about to, get dressed. Oh my god, I'm sorry. Oh god, how embarrassing. It's fine, don't worry. I'm used to only living with my daughters and... We'll put a lock on the door so it doesn't happen again. Does that sound okay with you? A lock? Nah, don't worry, Nancy. If you could, please just knock before entering. I think that'd be enough. Yes, absolutely, I will. Alright then. Well, I think I'm gonna shower. Oh yeah, of course. Remember to wear your uniform to school. It's waiting for you in the closet. Annie, Penelope, and Dolly have been up for a while. What? You're all up already? Of course, we've always been early risers. Anyway, I gotta go to work. See you in the afternoon. Oh, okay. Have a nice day. Bye. Wow, that sure was funny. It probably would have been funnier if it had happened the other way around, though. Anyway, let's see that uniform. God, that was awkward. I guess I have to be more careful from now on. I haven't seen him naked since I used to bathe him when he was 5. A lot of time has gone by since then. He wasn't so big back then, that's for sure. Damn, he's well endowed. And he wasn't even hard. I wonder how big he can get. Jesus, look at me, fantasizing about the dick and the kid I used to care for. You're 20 years older than he is, Nancy, for fuck's sake. I think it's because I've been without a man for so long. Maybe now that Dolly and Penelope have become more independent, I can start dating again. It's been so many years since my last date, I don't think I can even remember the last one I went on. Although, I think I'll wait a couple of weeks. I don't want Grim and Annie to think I'm a promiscuous woman or anything. In the meantime, I guess I'll just keep fantasizing about things that'll never really happen anyway. Because I won't deny it, I enjoyed that. As long as no one knows what I'm thinking, who's gonna judge me? Hey, not bad. This looks kinda good. It'll be nice... not having to think about what to wear every day. Plus, when I do get to dress up, I'll have an excuse to be fancy. It all seems good to me. Alright, let's go to the kitchen. I hope I don't spill anything on my clothes. Hey, Dahlia. Good morning. Hey, Grim. Ah, I feel like I've lived here all my life. Even if I haven't seen Dahlia, Nancy, or Penelope for over 10 years, Crittin still feels like my home. It's the place where I was born, after all. I guess there are some things and places you just can't forget. Whoa, it's pouring out there. It always rains here, right? Yeah, but I really hope it stops by tomorrow morning. There's a swimming competition at school that I need to win. I'm sure you'll do fine. Thanks. I'm sorry, I was making small talk as if you've been here for weeks. God damn it, it's been a while, Grim. I know, it's so nice to see you all again. And don't worry about it. I'd rather be treated like I never left. It makes me feel more included. Alright, fair enough. So with all these years that have passed, what have you been up to? Any accomplishments? Have you founded your own technology company like you said you do when you were little? Not really, no. What about you? I heard you're quite an athlete now. Well, I wouldn't go that far, but yeah, I'm enjoying it. How did yesterday's run go? Very well, actually. 9 miles. And that's, 12 kilometers, 13 kilometers. I see you went full European and left the Freedom units behind. Yeah, it's about 15 kilometers. Impressive. Thank you for supporting us yesterday, by the way. No problem. Kilometers. Look, I'm from the U.S. We use Freedom units here. So, yeah, but it's kilometers. Y'all don't say kilometers. It's kilometers over there, right? No problem, Dahlia. I don't like being the center of attention anyway. Still, I appreciate it. Damn, she looks so different from when I remembered. From what I remembered. She used to be so skinny, but now she's way more thick. Maybe one of these days we can go to the gym together. I wonder who can lift more weight. She seems to have some pretty strong legs. Anyway, all in good time. Well, today's my first day. Any tips? Nah, it's just a regular school, you'll see. But I'll give you some pointers when we get there. Cool. You know, in my previous school, we didn't have to wear any uniforms. But I must say, this one looks cool. Really? You like them? You don't? Nah, the blazer is pretty stiff and doesn't provide much room for movement. And then the shirt is way too tight in certain places. I see. But eventually you just end up getting used to it. I guess I can see how it'd be more uncomfortable for girls. Definitely. Anyway, you can take anything you want from the fridge. I think there's still some eggs, ham, cheese, and sausages. Thanks. Although, actually, I'm not feeling very hungry right now. I think I'll just take a sandwich to school. Alright, as you wish. There's still some coffee in the pot if you'd like something to drink instead. I won't say no to that. Hey, who's this guy here? It's a she. Her name is Carolyn. Hey, Carolyn, come here. Do you want to eat breakfast? Cats do that. Is she ignoring me? She doesn't like you. It seems so. There's nothing like a good cup of coffee in the morning. It wakes you up and gives you enough energy to keep on going until the day is done. What the? What? What the fuck? That's your breakfast? Yes. Are you gonna eat all that all by yourself? You bet I will. Breakfast is the most important meal of the day. Didn't they teach you that? Yeah, but this machine needs fuel. If you train like a bear, you gotta eat like a bear. Fair enough. Ugh. Good morning, everyone. Good morning, sis. Ugh. Good morning. Damn. Jesus, I can't stop yawning. This damn storm kept me awake all night. Really, I didn't hear anything. I slept like a baby. Got my full 8 hours, you lucky thing. Oh my god, look at that body. I don't remember her this way when she was younger. I can't believe Penelope grew to look like this now. And that outfit? Oh boy, I sure am gonna enjoy my stay here. I mean, I know they're pretty much like family, so I don't mean it that way, but... Damn. Is there anything left for breakfast? Or did you eat it all again, Dahlia? Yeah, there's eggs, ham, and cheese in the fridge. I'll just have myself a bowl of cornflakes with a side of juice. And a coffee with 3 tablespoons of sugar. Teaspoons of sugar. Boy, I'll tell you what. Tablespoons of sugar. You gotta have some coffee. You gotta have some coffee with your sugar? Teaspoons, folks. Big difference between a teaspoon and a tablespoon. Now, I know there's some women out there who definitely have 3 tablespoons of sugar. That's what you always eat. I don't even know why you bother to ask if there's other food. Hey, if it tastes good, why eat something else? To provide your body with some actual nutrients? Meh. As long as it doesn't have many calories, it's good enough for me. Do you know how many calories are in 3 teaspoons of sugar? Man, tablespoons again. Meh. I make that up. I make up for that by eating salads. Well, tell us, how did the casting go? It went terribly. I didn't get it. Sorry to hear that. What happened? Apparently I wasn't what they were looking for. What? And what the hell were they looking for? You have the greatest body I've ever seen. They told me that I was too voluptuous. And that my breasts were too big. Well, goddamn them! They had known nothing! Sorry, miss. We're looking for a girl with a more natural look. As if I wasn't natural or something. They're a bunch of bozos. It's not my fault that I inherited Mom's breasts. I'll tell you what, these twins definitely aren't worth it. They're more of an annoyance than anything else. It's a pity they didn't take you, sis. But hey, don't worry, there'll be plenty of other opportunities. Yeah, I guess. I wish I was still in high school like you. Things are far easier back then. Anyway, It is what it is. I'll go get dressed. I have to be in class in 30 minutes. Yeah, that's probably a good idea. I don't think there's been any blood flow to Grimm's brain for quite some time. What? Huh? Grimm? What the fuck, Grimm? You're a fucking pig. I didn't do anything. I'd forgotten you were even here. Why didn't you say anything during the whole conversation? I was just thinking. Yeah, of course. Thinking about what? While he thinks about what to say to her, we're gonna go ahead and stop here and pick it back up next Monday with more... Not Monday, sorry. Next Tuesday. No, not even Tuesday. Next Wednesday, rather, with more... Eternum. Stay tuned.